Blog Talk Radio. evening, everyone. Thank you for joining in on this second Monday of the month of November. November is such an awesome month. We started the month off with celebrating Pastor Troy Thomas' birthday. We're going to be also celebrating Carvon Merritt's birthday. We're also going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. And then we're going to end the month with celebrating Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser's birthday. Now, that is something altogether by itself a great celebration, because the people that I named are also so in love with Jesus while we're celebrating him during this time of Thanksgiving. So we all know that we don't have to wait till that Thursday to give thanks. We should be giving thanks every day of our life, but we should have started off the month of November with a great and hearty Thanksgiving. How are you all tonight? I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, for Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E, Blog Talk Radio. We're also going to have Pastor Troy Thomas as our speaker, and he will also be doing Facebook Live. So I want you all to get your pens, paper, pencils, your Bible so you can follow along with what the man of God is going to share with us. I want you all to just know that God is doing, we want to say a new thing, but God is doing a great thing. It's nothing new under the sun when it comes to God, because he has loved us from day one. He loved us from when he formed the earth. After he did everything, his next thing he done was brought man into the world. I know y'all forgot about that, but after he did the separation of the light and the dark, the waters, giving the fish their place in the birds, their place in the animals, their place in the creepy crawly things, their place, then he gave man his place. And I just want you all to know, don't forget to give God his place in your life. All right, so what we're going to do right now is check to see if the man of God is on the line, and we're going to go from there, okay? Pastor Thomas, are you on the line? Okay, well, we're going to wait on him. He's probably getting it together for Facebook, but I just want to say to you all, don't forget, this is a season that we should even try to decide what all we haven't thanked God for, what all we need to thank God for. I just want you all to know that even when I sit back and think of everything I'm thanking God for, I'm still working and up to this time in my life, because I'm still thanking God for the things he done for me when I was young. How he didn't let me be taken out by the scarlet fever, how he didn't let me get sick or ran over and broken up and excuse me, and dismembered, how he didn't let me get Pastor said he's on. He can hear me, but I can't hear him. So I'm assuming that he'll be doing Facebook shortly. And I'm just ready to hear the word of God. So I'm going to go and say, Pastor, if you're on Facebook, let me know so I can, if I need to, I can put the phone down and we can hear you through Blog Talk, through your Facebook service. So I'm just talking until I can find out what you want to do. He said he's on Facebook as well. Let me go to his page, because for some reason, Pastor didn't clue up on my page. And yeah, I know the devil get busy, especially when the man of God is got a powerful word. He always try to get busy and keep us from hearing it. But we know one thing. You can't stop God. So we're going to allow the pastor to have his service, and we're going to listen. Go ahead, pastor, it's in your hand.
Thank you for joining us. I appreciate you. There you go, cousin. Hope you can see me.
Yes, I can.
What a blessing it is to be on. AP Marvel, love you guys so very much. Thank you for joining us here on Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk Radio. This is Pastor Troy Thomas, and what an honor and privilege it is for you guys to join us. It's a blessing to come on and to be able to talk to God's people, to be able to exhort them, to be able to encourage them, to be able to give them what is needed from God our Father, because it's necessary that we do what God has commissioned us to do. I want to say a word of prayer, if you don't mind. Father, we thank you. We praise you and we glorify you. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor that belongs to you and you alone. Father, we bind every demonic force, everything that's not like you, that tries to bring distraction, that tries to bring things that's contrary to your word, that's contrary to what you have for us. And Father, we praise you for the victory over all the things that Satan tries to pull in our life. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We ask you right now to open up our ears, our hearts, and our minds to receive the word that you have given us for tonight. Father, we bind every demonic force and spirit that tries to block our hearing, that tries to block revelation, that tries to block our next place in you. For Father, you said you wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. Father, we give your name the glory. We give your name the praise, for you alone are worthy. And for this we give you praise, this we give you glory, and it shall be done right now in Jesus' name. Thank God and amen. God bless you. Those that are on here, give me some hearts or some thumbs to let me know that you are participating. Speak back to Pastor Troy. Hey, how you doing? Pastor Troy, say something. Cat dog, rap something. Say something back, amen, so that we know that you are participating and not just listening, but are a true participator of what's going on. It is a blessing, once again, to be. I celebrated 47 years on last Tuesday. Was my birthday. I turned 47 years old, and we also celebrating, that's my boy Dre on there, God bless you, man of God, celebrating 6 years, Mama Smith, bless you, 6 years of pastoring, and this church being in existence for 39 years. What a blessing. We had Bishop Jeff Davis on Friday. He preached a powerful word of God. He came in, did what he had to do, and he did. He broke out of that. Then Bishop Designate Tyree Beard came and tore the house down, and he was prophesying and got all the people business, and like he lived in their house and going through their medical records at the same time. But it was a powerful move of God. I was so grateful to be a part of it that I can't wait until now. Yes, commonly, the 47. We're the same age. I feel more than you, ain't I? So can't wait till the 21st to hear Episcopal Vicar Terrell Edwards from the Grace City Ministry that's going to be with us here at the Fountain of Living Water Ministries on the 22nd, the third Sunday of November. I want to go to the Word of God. I don't want to be long, but I do want to give you what God has given me. It's a very familiar story. Some of you may have not read the scripture per se, but the story is very familiar. Let's go to Judges, the 16th chapter. I don't want to start at the beginning of the story. I'll talk about it, but I want to go to a couple of specific scriptures that brings relevance to what God has given us to say on tonight. I want to go to Judges, the 16th chapter. I want to start with the 22nd verse. Then I want to drop down to the 26th through the 30th verse. Once again, I want to start at Judges, which is in the Old Testament, the 16th chapter, the 22nd verse. Then I want to drop down to the 26th verse through the 30th verse. If you got it, Tell me you got it. When we hold on, say hold on, Pastor Troy. But if you got it, come on, read. I would really prefer that you read along with me and for me not to read without you being there. So Judges, the 16th chapter and the 22nd verse, hallelujah, says, howbeit the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Read it one more time. Howbeit the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. The 26th verse says, and Samson said unto the lad that led him by the hand, suffer me that I may feel the pillars upon whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that would be held while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray.
O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, of the ones with his right hand, and of the other with his left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the Lord, and upon all the people therein, so that the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew life. I want to hang my hat on the 22nd verse and the 30th verse. The 22nd verse says, and how be it, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. The 30th verse says, and Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all of his might, and the house fell upon the Lord, and upon all the people that were therein, so that the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. I want to talk, if I can, from a subject called Watch This Comeback. Do me a favor, type in the comment section. I promise you I'm going to talk a long time. Watch This Comeback. I want to encourage you. I want to give you what God has given me. We all know the story. Those of us that have been in church a long time on our life, we all know the story, Pastor Davis, about Samson and Delilah. But let's go back to the 13th chapter of this very same book that talks about how his mother was barren, right? I'm going to tell the story. And so then she was sitting, I'm just going to paraphrase to a degree. She was sitting in the field, and the angel came and told her, I see that you're barren, but the Lord is going to give you a baby. So she went and told her husband, and her husband said, who this dude you talking to? Where he come from? Why are you talking to him? So why he said this out the blue? What was the purpose? What was the reason? He said, tell him to come back and let me hear what he was saying. Not just you, but I'm a part of this team. So I can hear what it is that he's saying to you and the purpose behind he said. Now watch this. Those of us that are in ministry, those of us that are in church, or just in life itself, sometimes when people talk to your spouses or the person that you're dating, they have sometimes an ulterior motive. So you're trying to say, what's your angle? What's your purpose? Why are you talking to them? Why are you talking about certain things? So then what we do is we want to hear what they're saying. You know why? Because we want to see for ourselves what their spirit is saying. What's their purpose? What's the design behind all of this? So then we want to hear it from the horse's mouth. So then the angel came and he began to say the same thing in front of the husband, and he said when the husband was not there. So let them know that what God says has power and the authority. It does not matter who's around, who opinion, how somebody feels, or what their opinion may be. So then as you go down, the angel begins to tell his mother that this boy is to be sacrificed back to God. He is to be what they call to be a Nazarene. A Nazarite, I'm sorry. The Nazarite is an Israelite consecrated to the service of God, under vows to abstain from alcohol, to let their hair grow, to avoid defilement by contacts with corpse. That's number six. So then he was dedicated back to God. He was given specific instructions for things for him to do and not to do. Watch this. Oftentimes, cousin, we have people in church. They can do some things and some things they cannot do. But they look at other people saying, well, they can do it. So if they can do it, so can I. My mother told me this. She said when we grew up in Church of God in Christ, they were not allowed to wear pants. They were not allowed to put if they call them, breeches. They were not allowed to wear anything that said pertaining to a man besides a watch and a ring. So then as they begin to go on, my mother began to deal with other denominations. She began to deal with another culture of people, and she began to see that certain things were not sinful. But it was not so much the clothes that was sinful. It was the sinful nature within the person. She said, okay, God would not allow me to wear certain things, but there was no sin in it. She said, so then that was my personal assignment with God. So as a Nazarite, that was a personal assignment attached to Samson that was dedicated to him for God's purpose. So then what he began to do is, you go down to the 14th and the 15th chapter, you see that he began to hook up with these females that were not, he was not supposed to touch. We in our lifetime, what we have done is we've connected with people, with things, with places that we actually were not supposed to connect with. The Bible says, do not give what's holy unto dogs. Do not deal with certain people for certain reasons because it's not for us, because it will taint the purpose and the plan that God has for us. Somebody put in here facts. Come on, type in the comment section facts. Just because the Bible says that it may be lawful but not expedient. It may be lawful but not expedient. So since it's not lawful, it may be okay, but not the right time, not the right person. It's not the right season to do these things because it can mess up the plan and the purpose that God has for you. Some things we are just not ready for. Some things are just not our time. Some things are just not God's plan, period, for us. But because we see other people doing it. One thing I've learned in pastoring these last 6 years, Pastor Davis, is that just because one ministry can do it don't mean that the fountain can do it. But as they said, we know the old saying, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? But one thing I found out, that's okay naturally, but spiritually and mentally and emotionally so, it's not a good idea. So then here we go. He began to mess with one woman, and then some things happened. Mess with a second woman, and he had to fight. He had to kill some people. He had to. They tricked his wife into giving them the answer to the riddle so they could win because they were jealous of the fact that the power that God had given unto him. Listen, there are people that are around you that want to see you fail. They want to see you fall. They don't want to see the commitment you made to God come to pass. The Bible says it's better not to make a vow than to make the vow and to break it. So then what we tend to do is we want to be like the Joneses. Someone says, we want to be like, who wants to be like, who wants to be like the Joneses? My last name ain't Jones, so I can't say I want to be like the Joneses. I'm learning to be like the Thomases because my last name is Thomas. So then, therefore, they were jealous of him. People are jealous of what God is doing. They're jealous of what they see, what's happening in your life. They're jealous of the fact that God is taking you somewhere where you used to be and where you're going. Once again, they're jealous of where you've been and what God is taking you. Guess what? I don't have time to worry about the hater. Come on, tell your neighbor, tell somebody, I don't have time to worry about the hater. Because he told me in his word that he made my enemies my footstool. Yes, I ain't got time to worry about them, but God going to use them to help me elevate to the next place in my life. But what the devil meant for evil, God is definitely turning around for my good. Come on, type in the comment section. He's turning that thing around. He's turning those things around, what they said about you. And some things that they said, it might be very true. Pastor DeAndre Patterson says this. He says, what they're saying I did is true, but who they say I am is not. What they said I did, It's true. But who they said I am is I am not that person. I am a new creature. Because old things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new. Because I am a new creature. I'm a new creation. I belong to God. I belong to him. I am one of his children. I am one of his chosen. Many are called, but some of us are just chosen. Look at yourself and tell yourself, I am chosen for this season. So then what happened is he found himself in another place with another woman that he had no business being with. And so then in the midst of it, the Philistines came to this particular woman and said, we need you to seduce him to play games to find out where his strength lies, because he killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of an ass. 10,000 people he killed with the jawbone of a donkey. And so then they try to figure out how this man got so much power. They try to trap him another time. He picks up the gates off the city to move out the way so that he can get out the city. So they were trying to kill him. I came to tell you that God has given you the power to pick that stuff up and discard it. Okay. God has given you the power. He's given you the strength. He's given you the authority. He's given you the wisdom to pick those things up and to discard them, because they cannot stop you. They cannot block you, because God has a plan for your life. I know that sometimes that we fall in the place of some things in our own doing. The Bible says, in the flesh dwell no good thing. And so in our flesh, we say and we do things that's contrary to God's word. We're trying to do some things. We're trying to fill out some places that we're trying to go without asking. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you. Sometimes we're trying to do things on our own accord. But it's not God's plan for him to leave us him out, for us to leave him out of it. It's not the time. It's not the season to leave God out of the equation. It's not the time. It's not the season not to acknowledge him. It's not the time. It's not the season to ask for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding about everything. The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. But if you don't ask him, the Bible says, we have not, because we have not asked him. So in the midst of this, he found himself laying his head in the lap of a deceiver. Found himself laying his head in the lap of a witch. Laying his head in the lap of a warlock. Laying his head in the lap of something that wants to bring destruction to us. We've dealt with people, places, and things that tried to tear us down. But guess what? It wasn't them that was tricking us. We were deceiving ourselves. The problem that I perceived for Samson was he was so arrogant about his power. He was so bougie about his power that he didn't think that he could be tricked or bamboozled or for his power to be snatched. Once again, the songwriter said, I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. So I said, on my knees, I made this vow, and I won't take it back. And I won't take it back. And I won't take it back. We have to ask ourselves, are we ready to handle the vow that we made? I myself made a couple of vows, and I broke the vows. It said, and to death do us part. And I was so busy worried about myself that I did not consider the vow that I made before God and the people. And so his mother made the vow, but it was to him so that he could live. He probably said, well, it wasn't me, but it was you. Our mothers made some vows for us. Our mothers made some vows to God that I would take my children to church. I would take them to Sunday school, to prayer and Bible band. I would take them to Friday night, Holy Ghost night. I'd make sure we had Sunday school afternoon service, YPWW, and Sunday night service. I told God that I would, every time the door of the church was open, that me and my family would be there. But the Bible says, simply for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. So then here it is, the vow was taken. The vow was broken by his actions. His vow was broken by him being defiant, because of his arrogance. We have to, we cannot walk around in arrogance, thinking more highly of ourselves. My mother told me, and she told me, she said, son, there is somebody that looks better than you. In my mind, hey, I'm fine. Ain't anybody looking better than me. So then she told me, there's somebody that got better than you, that can do better than you. So do not think highly of yourself. And I'm not saying that you don't walk in confidence, you don't walk in assurity, but don't think so highly of yourself that you believe that you're better than anybody else. So I found myself in a place of humility. I find myself in a place of just being who God has ordained me to be. So as I begin to end what I'm talking about, I want to get to a particular thing. So then what happened was he laid his head in her lap 3 times. Now listen, even when it comes to sports or baseball, it's 3 strikes and you're what? You're out. But he held on, Mama Smith, 1 more time. She told the first time that if I had these green vines, I'm just paraphrasing, the green vines and the green leaves. Go back to the 16th chapter and read up. He says, it'll take away my strength. And she had the same particular green vines that he talked about. She bound him in him. And then she said, Samson, be aware, the Philistines be upon you. But when they came in, he broke out. He laughed at him. He said, thought you had me. Then the next time he says, if I'm bound with brand new ropes that nobody has ever used, then that brand new rope would then take away my power that God has given me. Then once again, she does it, and she says, be aware. Wake up, Samson. The Philistines be upon you. The third time he says, if you put this webbing in my hair, and it weakens me. And so then one more time she says, awaken here, Samson, because the Philistines be upon you. How many times have you been tricked by the same situation because you are not seeking God? You are not taking serious the promise that you made. How many times have you found yourself in a place of despair, found yourself lacking, playing games with the enemy on his territory? But then we wonder why we're not winning, and we wonder why things are not moving forward or moving past where it's supposed to go, because we are playing on the devil's territory with no protection. So then she got on his nerves so bad, she said, you don't love me. How many times have you been around people? They want you to do certain things. They want you to feel some kind of way. They want you to do this, and they want you to do that. And they say, well, if you love me, you would. If you really love me, you would tell him. If you really love me, you would bow for me. If you really love me, you would take me. If you really love me, you would do this. So she got on his nerve. Listen, the Bible says that a man would rather live on the top, the rooftop of a house, than live in the house with a contentious woman. Contentious means a nagging, an annoying woman. On the fact of the matter is, simple and plain, that she got on his nerves till she wore him down, because he was playing with that spirit, laying his head in the lap of the enemy, laying his head in the lap, playing a game that she was orchestrating, that she was controlling. He thought he was controlling it, but you can't. The Bible says, leave no space for the devil. Leave no place. Leave no space. Leave no authority. Leave no power, because all he needed is just a little bit of room. Then he's going to come in and have his way in your life, because you have given him authority and power to walk in your life. Listen, my auntie Linda did this to me. I don't like scary pictures, man. You know, I really don't care for them. Because my auntie Linda Handy, we watched so many Spend Ghoulie movies on Friday nights and Saturday nights. I spent a weekend over our house that I got tired of watching them. But I learned this one thing, that a vampire could not enter your house without your permission. Once again, I learned that a vampire could not walk in your house without you first inviting him into your house. A lot of times we invite Satan into our house, into our space, into our relationship with God, And this spirit him, that spirit him. And we playing around with the devil on his territory where he got authority and power. Because if we had the real Holy Ghost, if we were connected like we're supposed to be connected with God, we wouldn't play with Satan. We would bind him up. We would tell him what he had to go and when he had to go. And guess what he would do? The Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee. So he laid his head in the lap of the enemy. So then he finally told her that he told her the whole story. I was a Nazarite chosen by God, and my hair has never been cut from birth. And so then, therefore, if you cut my hair, then I would lose my strength. Then, therefore, I will be weak like normal men. She waited. She rocked him to sleep. She lulled him to sleep, lullabied him to sleep. And so then she cut his hair. And then once again, she said, awaken, Samson, the Philistines be upon you. But in his arrogance and in his pride and his ego that was astronomically big, he just thought he was going to jump up once again. He thought he was going to jump up one more time. He found out, Lisa, that the strength that he thought he had was gone because he laid his head in the lap of the enemy. So then it comes down to the particular scripture that I was given to you as one of my focus scripture, which is Judges the 16th chapter and the 22nd verse. We serve the kind of God that would give you another chance even in the midst of your mess. Not only did they cut his head, but they put his eyes out to disrespect him, to let him know you may have seen us before, but you will never see us again. So he says in the 22nd verse of the 16th chapter, he says, how be it the hair of his head begin to grow again after he was shaven? God will give us another chance. God will give us another chance of our anointing. I myself had to stop dealing with certain people because I was giving them what did not belong to them, the power, the authority of Jesus Christ that I have to work for, that my mother prayed for, that my father prayed for, that would be effective in today's society, that would be effective on the earth, that would shake up the demonic forces of hell. So then I was given unto dogs, which is holy. So I had to find myself not touching unclean things. So then what tended to happen was that after he was shaven, God gave him another chance. His hair began to grow back. Come on, type in this comment section. Lord Jesus, my voice is, come on, type in my comment section. It ain't over yet. I know that sometimes we feel like that we're at the end of our rope and things are not panning out the way that we want or panning out the way that we feel that things should go. I know that sometimes that we put our hand in a mess and we can't figure a way to come out of the mess that we put ourselves in. But I came to tell you just tonight that watch this comeback. Watch what God is going to do. Watch how God is going to handle. Watch how God is going to give me victory in the midst of what's going on, because it just ain't over yet. For what the devil meant for evil, God is going to turn it around for my good. We say, well, Pastor Troy, how do you know for a fact that God is going to turn this thing around? I did this. I was not listening. I was walking in pride. I was walking in self-righteousness. I wasn't heeding the word of God. I did not acknowledge him. I was not praying. I was not fasting. I was not consecrated. I was not reading his word. I was not being obedient. I was in my flesh. I was in my own frame of mind. I was doing what I felt like I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it. But I came to tell you on tonight that watch this come back. Judges the 16th chapter and the 31st verse and the B call says, so the death which he slew at the dead which he slew at his death. The B call of the 30th verse of the 16th chapter says, so the dead which he slew at his death was more than they which he slew in his life. You don't believe me? I got another example for it. He did more dead than he did when he was alive. I came to tell you, there's a man named Jesus. Oh, Lord, there's a man named Jesus. And when he died, they say we don't know what day he died, but they say one Friday evening, he died. And Saturday, he laid there and he got up early one Sunday morning. I don't care which day it was. it does not matter to me. All I know is that because he died, because he got on the cross, and because he shed his blood for me, he did more with his death than he did as he walked this earth for 33 years. I came to tell you that what the devil meant for evil, he didn't think that you was going to have a comeback. He didn't think that you were going to make it. He didn't think that you were going to gain the victory. But I came to tell you that in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you got the victory. For who shall stand before you when you call on his name, the name of Jesus? I came to tell you, to tell your neighbor, to tell your enemies, to tell your sister, to tell your brother, to tell your mother, to tell your father, that watch this comeback. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil. For thou shalt lead me, thou shalt guide me out of this pit, out of this horrible place, and I shall gain victory. I shall gain victory. Oh, Lord Jesus, my God, today. I just came to talk. I got a little happy. But I tell you to watch my comeback. Watch this comeback. God ain't through with me yet. It's just one level that I'm going to that he ain't done with me yet. I know that I feel like every time I take one step, I got to fall six steps back. But I came to tell you tonight that he ain't done with you yet. You got to come back coming. If you sow seed, yes, you may have faltered. Yes, you may have failed, but you are not a failure. You may have faltered and you may have failed, but you are not a failure. Why? Because there is no failure in God. How? Because if I'm his kid, if I'm his child, if there's no failure in him, there is no failure in me. He has given me power and authority over everything and everybody in my life that trying to bring destruction. There is no failure in God. Oh, yeah, Lord. That's all I wanted to say. That's all I got for you. I just want to let you know. Tell your neighbor. Tell yourself. Do me a favor. Go on your Facebook page. Go on your Facebook page and tell them, watch this comeback. And tag Pastor Troy. Y'all know how we do it. You know how I do it. Once again, go to your page. You heard that key change? Go to your page and tag Pastor Troy and say, watch this comeback. Come on. Watch this comeback. People thought that you were going to fail. People thought that you were not going to make it. But God gave you the victory in spite of everything. Once again, you may have faltered. You may have failed. But you are not a failure. In this flesh, we all know good things. But when we surrender this flesh, our mentality and our spirit to God, I guarantee you, he's going to bring favor. He's going to bring that thing back around. He let his hair grow back. But guess what? He couldn't even see the fact that his hair grew back. He couldn't see it. But he did more. He killed more men with his death than he did when he was living. That was an example of what Jesus did. When he died, he did more for us when he died than he did when he walked the earth 33 years. Ain't the Lord all right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, got a little happy. People around me might be like, what's going on with that man's house? But I feel the Holy Ghost power. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Wonderful Savior. If you enjoyed it, give me some hearts and some thumbs. Do me a favor and share this. Come on, share it. Hit the share button. Come on, hit the share button. Hit the share button. Hit that share button. If you'd like to sow seed into Pastor Troy's life, by all means, do so. It's still my birthday, and guess what? Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. And many more. I did just warm up the kids up hollering. But God is so good. I can see if you'd like to sow a seed. That's my cash out. Troy7. $Troy7. I guarantee you this. If you sow a seed, I tell you this, God will definitely bless you. God will definitely bless you. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. But I've had some weary days and some lonely nights. But when I look around and begin to think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. So I won't complain. But God has been good to me. He's been so good to me, more than this world could ever be. He's been good to me. He dried my tears away, turned my midnight into day. For that I say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For that I say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. I ain't got time to complain. I ain't got time to worry. Because I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. God is a good God. Once again, if you'd like to sow to Pastor Troy, by all means do so. I guarantee you God is going to bless you when you sow into the vessel's life. I don't know if I'm talking about myself, but I had to realize that I am God's vessel. I am his vessel. I am who he said I am. And guess what I am going to do? I'm not going to worry. I'm going to be what God has commissioned me to be for his glory, not for mine, but for the glory of God. I love you, and I thank you. Thank you for joining Pastor Troy once again here on Facebook Live via Blog Talk Radio. Hey, if you are not, please, everybody that's on here, if you live in the Chicago area, if you live in driving area, meet me at 3:30, the third Sunday now, November 21st. Come and be my special guest, please. Come be my special guest, the 21st at 3:30 at the Fountain of Living Water Ministries, 4344 West Madison. Once again, 4344 West Madison. At 3:30, our guest speaker will be Episcopal Vicar, which means the overseer, Terrell Edwards from the Grace City Church. He's a wonderful man of God, powerful man of God. He got a word in his mouth, and we have some chats. Jeff Davis preached, "I Survived to Succeed." That was Friday night. Bishop Beard preached breezing faith yesterday. And we had a move of God. Didn't we, Mama Smith? We had a nice time in God. Once again, Jeff Davis preached Friday night. Bishop Jeff Davis preached, "I Survived to Succeed." So I'm just waiting on the word of God to come from Pastor Terrell Edwards from the Grace City Church on the third Sunday. Come on, be my guest, Pastor Murphy. Come on, you and Reverend, come and be my special guest third Sunday at 3:30 p.m. We're going to have some church. We always have church at the Fountain. I don't know you. You better ask somebody. It's a couple of Fountain nights on here tonight. They'll tell you. We always have church. We let God have his way at the Fountain. We don't play no games. We let God do what he do. That's why on this mission accomplished. She was one of my choir members. I love you guys so much. Once again, thank you for joining us tonight. God bless you. I love you. As I always say, hashtag, let us pray.
God bless you.
Blog Talk, thank you all for joining in. I had to wait for Facebook to end so I can get on to say that we enjoyed the pastor on tonight with the word from Judges, 16th chapter, 22nd verse, from the 26th verse through the 30th. His main source was informing us to say, watch the comeback, or watch this comeback, whichever way it applies to you. If it's your comeback, the comeback, or this comeback. I just thank God for letting the man of God reveal something we probably didn't realize or think about. Like Samson's hair grew back. God gave him a second chance, another chance. God gave him a chance to get it right. So with that being said, in the spirit, let your hair grow back so that you can start to show that God has given you another chance. I'm so happy. So we're going to let you all know the lines are open. If you want to encourage the man of God, please go ahead and encourage the man of God at this time.
Amen, amen. This is Cecilia. Pastor Troy, thank you so much. I just love the word on tonight. So many nuggets. And thank you for reminding us that male or female, there are Delilahs out there, people that are been sent by the enemy, that wizard or that witch, to try to make you do as I love what Apostle Sandra Thomas would say. Are you all in? They want you to be halfway in, halfway out. Put my right toe in and take my right foot out. Anyway, that's a whole nother message. But thank you, thank you, thank you, man of God.
Amen. Is there anyone else at this time would like to encourage the man of God on tonight? Okay, Blog Talk, thank you so much. On Facebook, we had a lot of feedback, and I thank everyone that joined in by Blog Talk and tuned in by Facebook. I just want to say, God, I thank you for the opportunity to be a part of this message on tonight, to know that, as the pastor has said, I may have failed. I may have been a failure. But at the same sense, God lets me know I'm not a total failure. He didn't say it like that. I said it like that because I had to apply it to me. I may have failed in some things, but I'm not a failure. And I thank God for letting me know that he will at all times, every time, build me back up. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for the awesome word on tonight, that even with him saying our foundational scripture and letting us know God has a plan for our life, because it ain't over yet. God, I thank you. All I can say is what the man of God said. Watch this comeback. I'm going to ask again, is there anyone else on the line that would like to encourage the man of God before I give it him a chance to give us his visitation on a request for the third Sunday? Is there anyone? Okay, well, I would like to tell you all, don't forget, we are here on Fridays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. This Friday will be Prophet Antoine Thomas Friday. We will be here on Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk. And don't forget, Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, our very own apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser will be giving God's word. And then if you come back next Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for Blog Talk, we will have Minister Margot McCaw. So please share the information and tell everybody and everybody about the Lord. Don't forget our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So just know we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you could do about it. Pastor is back in your hands.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Wonderful. Trying to calm my spirit down. I feel a dance in my foot. I'm glad that God has given me another chance to win. And so then I'm so grateful for it, and I'm glad that God is doing great things in my heart and in my life. What a wonderful God that we serve. I'm glad that you guys were able to glean from the word of God tonight. That's the purpose, so that we can grow and get better. God will remind us of some things and put us in a different place. He's good like that. He's great like that. He's chill like that. And once again, if you guys are not busy, Sunday, 21st, by all means, please come and join us at 3:30. We're going to have some good church. We're going to let God have his show enough way. And so that's all I have to say. Let's say a word of prayer. Father, I thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise, Father, for doing what you do, because what you do, you do it so well. Father, we give your name the glory and the praise. Father, we ban all spirits of backlash and retaliation. And Father, anything that's contrary to your word, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We ban all demonic forces, all traps of Satan, all plans of Satan. We ban it right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, because you have given us the victory in spite of what's going on. And Father, we give your name the glory and the praise. Father, as we rest tonight, as we sleep tonight, give us rest. Not just slumber, but give us rest that we're able to get up in the morning to do what we have to do, how we're supposed to do it. And for this, we give your name the glory and the praise. I pray right now for Apostle Elect. I pray for Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Renee Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser. Father, that you will give them their heart's desire. And Father, anything, Father, that's contrary to your word that may try to block, we ban it right now in Jesus' name. And we, Father, that we know that you are more than able and that you are capable of giving them exactly what they need. And Father, for this we give you glory and we give you praise right now in Jesus' name. Thank God and amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone.